Cattle futures softened on Wednesday, but fundamentals and futures continue pointing higher. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 8th of September. Cattle futures lost some steam Wednesday with the lack of cash direction and likely profit-taking. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.34 lower from 70 cents lower at the back to $2.15 lower at the front. Live cattle futures closed an average of 59 cents lower. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade continued at a standoff through Wednesday afternoon, but popular sentiment expected at least steady prices this week. Last week, live prices were $140 to $141 hundredweight in the Southern Plains and $143 to $145 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $228 to $232. Choice box beef cutout value was 87 cents higher Wednesday afternoon at $261.34 hundredweight. Select was $1.79 lower at $237.51. Corn futures weakened Wednesday, down 4 to 6 cents through July of 23, and then mostly 1 to 3 cents lower, presumably due mostly to profit-taking. Soybean futures closed mostly 12 to 15 cents lower through July of 23, and then mostly a nickel lower, pressured by crude oil once again. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold steady to $5 higher, and feeder heifers sold steady at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. A day earlier, steer calves sold $6 to $10 higher, while heifer calves sold steady. There were 6,746 head on offer across both days. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing $8.50 to $9.50 sold $2 to $6 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska with 2,870 head on offer. There are too few comparable offerings for a trend on heifers. At Winter Livestock in Dodge City, feeder steers weighing 600 to 1,000 pounds sold steady to $2 lower, but steer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 higher, while heifer calves weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold $5 to $10 lower. There are 2,844 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 750 to 950 sold $2 to $3 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska. Heifers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. There are 2,444 head on offer.
Hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices rebounded Wednesday with support including lower bond yields on the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 435 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 71 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 246 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $4.38 to $4.94 lower through the front six contracts, pressured by global demand concerns. It's becoming more apparent that the supply of calves is going to be very tight this fall, says Kenny Burdine, Extension Livestock Marketing and Management Specialist at the University of Kentucky. In a recent issue of Cattle Market Notes Weekly, he explains, given the continued reduction in the size of the beef cow herd, this was likely to be a smaller fall calf run had weather not been a challenge. But when combining that with the drought implications, fundamentals are setting up for a seller's market for feeder calves. Burdine notes beef cow slaughter levels remain 14% higher year over year. Similarly, in his weekly market comments, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explains, typically calf prices reach the seasonal low around October. However, calf prices have moved counter-seasonally higher this summer as part of a general trend of higher cattle prices. That trend is expected to continue and is reflected in feeder cattle futures prices, with the futures prices showing roughly a $14 hundredweight uptrend in prices over the next year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 8th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.